Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone to our Sunday morning Bible study. We'll be studying in Daniel, and we're going to be doing the last chapter of this book, there, chapter 12 this morning. And there's 13 verses in this chapter. And then, of course, if we had talked about it last week a little bit about what we're going to study next, so if anybody has anything they would like us to study in books and all that in the Bible, let us know and let Tom or Dave or myself know, and that way we can, we've had a couple of them given to us, but we haven't really made the decision on which ones we're going to do yet. But if anybody has any, please let us know. But like I said, this morning we're going to be in Daniel chapter 12 and start with verse 1. And we'll go through here. We'll start with verse 1 there of chapter 12. And it says, "At the time shall Michael stand up, and the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even so too, at the same time, and at the time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that slept in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that they turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end shall run to and from, and the knowledge shall be increased." You know, like in verse 3, it talks about, like, we're talking about the why. It says wise. Also, I have in parentheses right there, it says teachers. It shows there, you know, even the why, it says the wise shall shine. You know, and it, like I said, it says teachers. Well, you know, that's showing, like, I guess I can say that's what I'm doing this morning. You know, where we're teaching out of this book here in this chapter, and trying to bring out what Daniel, and we've already learned, you know, from the dreams that was in here, what he talked about, and he actually explained what them dreams meant. And the different things also too, we've seen where he stood up to him, you know, where he prayed. And then, of course, then he had punishment that he had to go through. And we've read that already through this chapter in this book. But also, too, it says we're wise. It's like I said, like it says wise, teachers. He taught us. So many words, he was a teacher, too. And taught us from that, from what he went through and what he did. For sure. You know, we see where it says there was time that he spent with Michael there in chapter, in verse 1. And it says, "Stand up, and the great prince which stood for the children of thy people." You know, they stood. And it calls, and then it says it shines as a brightness, firmly. You know, it says, "And they turned many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." That's what it says in verse 3. Then in verse 4, it talks about, it says, "But thou, O Daniel," it says, "shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end." It says, "Many shall run to and from, and from knowledge shall be increased." You know, it's shown us that, you know, our knowledge increases. You know, the more we read the scriptures, the more you learn. and we increase in knowledge. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a lot of what happened in Daniel, we've already studied it and all that, but, you know, we've already seen, they talked about it later into the New Testament. You know, and it, some things have already, have kind of already happened. And God already put it out there hundreds and hundreds of years prior to even what was going to even happen. Then in verse 5, it says, then Daniel looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on the one side, the one of the bank of the river, and the other on the other side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right arm and his left hand up unto heaven, it is heard by him liveth forever, that it shall be for a time. And it says times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And then it says, I understood not. Then said, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. You know, Daniel was told to go. But also too, it says Daniel for the words. It says it got closed and sealed. It says until the time of the end. You know, this is the different prophecies that were put, and Daniel talked about them. Yeah, I mean, we've had so many times, like what Jimmy said, to, you know, put out there saying, hey, the world's going to end. You know, and how many times has that been said and done, and we're still here. You know, and that's the same way with other things that's been told to us. You know, this is going to happen, and they've never panned out. You know, the thing is that God takes care of us. He takes care of us. You know, he has his own, there's only ways that he does it. You know, a lot of people say, well, I prayed for this, and it never happened. You know, God looks to see what you kind of need. Maybe right that minute you don't need it. You know, and he decides, well, let's wait. We're going to wait a little bit. When it needs to be. It could be right here in the next hour. We don't know. You know, and that's the thing, we don't know. The only one that knows that is God. You know. And he's the one that's, you know, in this book here, Daniel has helped us to at least bring it to sight. And know that we need to be, best way to say it, be prepared. Be ready. Because you don't know when it's going to happen. Of course, like in verse 8, it talks about, it says, and I heard, but I understood not. Now, there's a lot of things we don't understand. You know, what we hear. And at that time back here, they didn't understand either. But it says, then said, O Lord, what shall be the end of these things? You know, they're asking the same questions to God. You know, when is it going to end? You know, and of course we see there was no answer given, really. In verse 10, It says, many shall be purified and made white and ready, I mean, and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. You know, he's telling us there's two kinds. You know, there's wicked and there's wise. The wicked ain't going, you know, they're not going to understand at all. But the wise, they will. They'll understand because one, you know, the wise has been taught. Just like we learned just a few verses back. You know, they're teachers. They study. The wicked, they don't do that. And they wouldn't understand what's going on. In verse 11, and it says, and from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and an ointment that maketh the dirt set up shall be 1,290 days. It says, blessed is that with that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 days. It says, but go thou that way until the end, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. You know, we read here, you know, about the different days. What we still can say, we don't know. You know, just like a calendar year has 365 days in it. And we can say 365 days from now, that'll be next year. That'll be a year from now. We can say, hey, my best way to say it, we can say we want to be on vacation. We can project that. But this stuff here, what we're reading here in Daniel, occurred several years before it even, some of it even came true, because God projected it. Yeah. Yeah, just like Jimmy's talking about, like we've kind of talked about it just a little bit here, you know, the wicked, you know, they kind of set themselves off. That's the reason why they don't understand what's going on and what, like the end's going to, you know, that's like why they project it's going to happen. The end's going to come. Well, the wicked, they believe in that because they don't study. But that's why the wise, they do understand. You know, it's coming from God. God will be the one that's going to make that decision when it's going to happen. And we don't know when it's going to happen. You know, it could happen anytime right now. Or it could happen hundreds of years from now, even for now, even with us. It'd be beyond our time. But we have to be prepared just like anybody else that's coming up. Well, we read in like Acts, there in Acts chapter 2, you know, when Paul preached to the group that was there, how many actually repented? They didn't wait. They knew that they needed to get it done. And just like Jimmy says, you know, a lot of people want to wait till like the very, very end. You don't know when that very end's going to be. You know, you have no idea.
And somebody questioned at one time about 3,000 being added to the church. Were they
good? Yeah. It, you know, just like the eunuch. You know, you think of when the eunuch was
you know, talked about baptism, he said, well, there's water. You know, as long as there's enough water to be able to be baptized in, you can do a lot, but just very little. You know, it's just like Jimmy's talking about 3,000. You know, yeah, it sounds, the number sounds really big, but if you have enough water, you can do a lot. Mm-hmm. True.
We're not told.
Right.
But the Bible says that 3,000 believed the gospel and 3,000 did.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there could have been several there that did the baptisms all at one time, you know. I mean, you could have, like, say, 10 people and knock out and do 10, take 10 at a time. And really, I mean, yeah, 3,000, that's a lot, but if you do the multiples like that, it don't wouldn't take that long.
Well, I'm thankful.
Right. And you think about, like, with him, you know, he studied right there with him. You know, it was one person. But then also, too, when he seen water, he knew, he understood what he had been taught.
I think that's the only.
Right. And that does happen. You know, when you go and look at the other religions that's around, you know, they don't look at like what we know when we talk about water. You know, they believe in the, just like, say, sprinkling, or like what Jimmy says, pouring it over their head. They don't understand that they have to be put into the water and, like Dave said, buried. You know, that means completely under the water, into the water. And, you know, that's why we have to make sure when the baptistry's done, we have the right amount of water in it. You know, we have to make sure there's enough there to make sure that person's covered. And we have to make sure. Next week, we'll, of course, by then, we'll know exactly what book we're going to study and do, and we'll start that next Sunday. Like I said, just let Tom or myself know, and then we'll know by Wednesday what we're finally going to study and have it, and then I'll have it ready to present there. At least starting there next week on Sunday morning. If there's nothing else, we'll go ahead and we'll stop there. And is there anything more that anybody wants to say? Anything more about Daniel before we close out?
I'm gonna mention